The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're welcome back to the Cedar Bucket here off Las Casas Highway. John Dinkins along with Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs. And I know you didn't care for the score last night, but a big night, special night for Mr. Rakes. And I'm sure that went well, as Smyrna does everything like that so great. Sure it was a good night for him.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, the community, we got a great community, obviously. Everybody knows that. And Mr. Rakes is a special guy. He's a legend. I mean, I know he didn't want to hear that, but he's a legend, and it was a special night. I wish we could have pulled out a victory for him on that night. It didn't work out, but, you know, it was an honor getting to honor him, and, you know, I'm just was glad to be a part of it.
Matt, you've been with the program a long time as a coach or an assistant coach, one, but the fan base there is real. I think they get for what kind of fan base they are, because the place is packed every Friday night, and that's all they talk about. And a lot of times I think it goes unnoticed because, we do a lot of
It's the community is passionate about football. I mean, all you got to do, and my son's a part of it, so I get to see it more now than I have in the past. But if you go out to Sharp Springs Park in Smyrna, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, the youth football league is just huge, and there's, you know, literally – hundreds upon hundreds of kids out there in purple and gold practicing, and you know, they dream of growing up being a Bulldog, and so the town, not just the high school, but the town in itself is just passionate about football, and the fan base shows that.
A little bit, Graham Academy, an old name, you know, when you talk about high schools and been around a long time. They were very evidently, I guess, very impressive, but you guys kind of kicked yourself in the foot a little bit, shot yourself in the foot, so to speak, in some cases.
We did. We spot them 10 points. I mean, they've got a quarterback that's committed to Ole Miss, and, got some of the better receivers we'll see all year, and a really good running back. And, you know, we let them drive down on the first drive and score, and which is not something we've done very often. I was disappointed in that. And, then we turn around and fumble the football and give them the ball on about the 20-yard line. And I was proud of our defense there. We did hold them to a field goal. You know, we bowed our neck a little bit and held them to a field goal there. But you can't spot a team like that that's going to be, you know, they're obviously going to be disciplined. They have kids that, you know, are smart kids that are going to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. And you cannot spot a team like that 10 points and expect to win. And to be honest with you, at the end, we gave it a shot and had a chance to win at the end, but I don't think we deserved to win the football game, to be honest with you.
Coach, when you get into a deficit like that, it takes everything, doesn't it? To get back in it and play hard, and it kind of zaps the life out of you. So I guess, you know, you really had to be pleased with the fact that you had a shot.
Right.
But how does that work? Is that something that they're younger and some of them, some mistakes are made, that kind of thing? And I know you don't use youth as an excuse, but still, I think sometimes that's youth mistakes that happen.
Yeah, well, I think first of all, you know, you have anytime you give up a long drive like we did, you know, I think we kicked the ball in the end zone. They start on the 20. You give up a drive like that to start the game. First of all, we've got a lot of guys that play both ways, and we got tired. You know, we had linemen that were really, really
like
tired.
Like 9 minutes, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, we started off the game about it. It was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And you let them drive the football like that, and you're tired, and it was a little humid last night. You know, I mean, kids were, not used to that and playing on the lights, and it was about as bad a start as we could have. But, you know, I was proud. I will say, now not all that, we've got a lot of new players playing. That's not a secret, but we've got a lot of players that have played a lot of football games. So there's no excuse that we didn't line up right a lot last night. We didn't do things we've been coached to do, and we're going to correct it on Monday, and that's one of the things our kids know is we're going to come back, we're going to fix this. But I was proud of our kids answering. There were chances there where we could have laid down and we could have just, you know, we were down by 13 at one point, and things weren't going very well, but our kids, you know, stood up and answered. So I was proud of that. It wasn't like we laid down and just didn't play. We did answer, gave ourselves a chance to win the football game.
The heat was a question. If you've got a team that does a 9-minute drive, then you have a turnover, and then they're back out there again. Mm-hmm. I really felt, I guess it was really almost a moral victory for you to hold them to a field goal at that point, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, we needed that. You know, they score again there. We're probably obviously in pretty big trouble. So, to have a bad start like that and make a couple plays and hold them a field goal was big. to start the game there.
Let's talk a little bit about the offense and some individuals a little bit. I know Joe Shelton, first really action as a starter, considerable action.
Right.
The prognosis, I guess, Doctor?
I think he can play a lot better. I don't think he threw the ball very good in the first half. Really, to be honest with you, through three quarters, I don't think Joe really played very good until the fourth quarter. And Joe's a tough player. He's going to be fine. It was his first, starting in the lights on Friday night. But he knows he can do better. And we've got to be able to throw the football. He's more than capable of throwing the football. But, we've got some receivers, to be quite honest, they've got to run the routes better, and they've got to get full effort on some routes and give Joe a chance. A lot of the fans, they'll see us throw out and up or a fade, and they sit overthrown by 10 yards. What they don't see is a receiver not running the route to his full capability to give the ball a chance. So I think Joe probably didn't play as well as he would like and what he expects, but I also think we can play better at the receiver position to help him out.
He's got a lot of talent. He's a good kid. I think sometimes you maybe your first time as a starter, maybe is it you get a little awestruck or the speed of the game or a little combination of both. It's all of a sudden you're out there and boom, right. I'm the man.
Well, I think it was a combination of that. I think also, he had a, mild concussion against Lebanon in our first scrimmage and didn't get the scrimmage the other two scrimmages. So he only got one scrimmage in the preseason, and, his next live action was Friday night against BJ. So I think that probably had a little bit to do with it as well.
A little bit of a timing issue too, I guess, in that case, because you haven't had a chance to work with anybody.
Right.
We were talking about BGA being an old school. The kid from Ole Miss, how did he look to you? I mean, evidently he's the real deal.
He was as advertised, and we knew that. I mean, there was no secret. We knew that he was extremely talented. Their two receivers, number 10 and number 3, were extremely talented. They come out of the routes and stem the routes about as good as I've seen. And, they quick gamed us a lot. It wasn't like they were stepping back five steps and chunking and getting the ball out of his hand, because I think they wanted to, make sure they had him protected, and they did a good job with that. And to be quite honest with you, he was great, but what got us beat is we didn't stop the run a lot. We did at times, but the first drive they ran the football on us, and we knew we had to stop their running back, who's a pretty good little player, to have a chance and to get them one-dimensional. We didn't do that. So, anytime a team with a quarterback like that can run the football, you're in trouble. So I think if we'd have done a better job in the first half against the run, I think we'd have been in better shape. Did a little bit better job in the second half against the run.
That fumble that they had, which resulted in your first score, that kind of turned it around a little bit, didn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, and it was. We were fortunate to get that. They were backed up. I think they're on the 1 or 2 yard line, and we got a good push in the middle. I mean, we made a play, and we knocked the ball out, and were able to get the turnover. And that was a momentum swinger. They gave us a chance to score there and make it 10-7, and it got us back in the ball game.
Coach Matt Williams joins us here on the Prentice Osteopedic and Air Coach's Corner. Now, of course, people, winning traditions and all this kind of stuff, it's not time to panic at all, is it?
I mean, no,
one game doesn't really make a whole season.
No.
Because it's so overrated, I think, about the effects of first games and stuff. I think the fact that you they kind of realize how they played is an indication of what's gonna happen from weeks to come.
They do. They were disappointed. They knew that we had not played to our capability and to our expectations. And I told them it's not the end of the world. It's every game matters. We know that's been well publicized, and they know that. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. That's for sure. And to be quite honest, I don't know if everybody wants to hear this, but this could end up being one of the best things that happened to us. I'll be quite honest, we have some kids that think they are a little bit, that they're not taking coaching like they should at times, and they probably think they're a little bit better than they really are at times. And I think last night will wake us up, and I think we'll get some kids that see that they need to do exactly what their coach should do when their coach should do it, and I think it'll make them better. So, I told him last night, you learn a lot more from your failures than you do your successes.
Exactly.
I think last night, to be quite honest, we pull that game out at the end and we win, and we feel really good about ourselves. I don't think we learned the lessons that we're going to learn from the way it ended. So,
Coach, next week you've got Brentwood, and they're kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding mode as well in terms of – and I mentioned this on the show Monday night, and I was talking about you guys, and I said, people want to say, okay, well, they've got a lot of young people and stuff, but you've got guys returning. You've got a good nucleus. Maybe the depth isn't what it was at one time, but Brent was a little bit in that kind of situation as well, aren't they?
They are. They lost a lot of quality football players just like we did. They had a big senior class like we did, Ron's going to have him ready to play. Everybody knows that. Everybody's familiar with Coach Crawford. I think a lot of Ron and Talked with him yesterday quite a while, and I think he also deserves an award for poor mouthing, though, because he's the best poor mouther. they're not going to be very good. He says that every year, and they're always pretty doggone good. So we know what to expect. They're going to be a very good football team, well coached. They're going to be where they're supposed to be, like BGA. They're going to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, and we're going to match that. And so we know we got our hands full.
They're a lot like all our teams in Rutherford County, and you guys, you really work on being perfect, really. I mean, right. That's the thing. Your goal is to be perfect. It's not going to happen, and you know that. But he's that way, too. They run everything just so precision-like type thing. That's what they look for. Injury front last night, of course, I know there was some cramping going on and that kind of thing. Yeah. But anything major to be concerned of?
No, we didn't have anything. We only had a couple kids cramp, and it wasn't, they were able to come back from it. I was fairly pleased with that. BJ had a few kids cramp. So, I think the cramping thing, we do about everything you can do. We weigh our kids in before practice, weigh them out after practice. We did Pedialyte before the game and, this and that. We talk about hydrating every day. So I think it's just some kids are more prone to cramping than others, and it's going to happen some. But overall, I was pleased. We seem like we're in pretty good shape.
One other question before I let you go in terms of we're sitting here getting ready for Brentwood. You guys play a really tough schedule. I mean, it's mammoth. I mean,
right.
Throughout, because even your games that are not district games are big.
Right.
And Brentwood's another case. BGA was a case of that. I mean, you guys don't back down, but the difficulty of getting teams to play you guys, is that becoming more and more of a problem?
It is. I mean, I don't want to get into the playoff system and all that, because it's the way it's going to be, and they're not going to change it. So it is hard, and it's part of it. And then, your teams that do well are going to get rewarded with a really, really tough schedule. That's just the way it is. So we're no different than, the Blackmans and the other schools around the county are the same boat. They're playing tough schedules. So it is what it is. I hate that saying, but it is what it is. And we've got to go through the schedule we got, and we got to play the best we can play.
This is our broadcast game for Friday night, Smyrna at Brentwood. And you guys have had some good battles down there in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I mean, you look at the series of the last few years. My first couple years as head coach, and they beat us. And of course, last year we were lucky enough to come back and get them twice. But it's been back and forth. I think if you look over the history, it's been pretty even.
Matt, when you get into overtime, I meant to ask this earlier to you. That's crazy, isn't it? I mean,
it's
really coaching is kind of out of the – I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You've got to make a split-second decision. But, it's basically field position and what do you do? And you've got to get something – you got to come away with some kind of points, right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to take defense if you can. We lost the toss and went on offense and were able to put, three on the board. I was disappointed, and I don't gripe about the official much, but the official was about 20 feet away from me on the play they scored, and I was yelling timeout about 30 times because I knew we were in a bad look. They shifted and we weren't in a good look, and all of a sudden he couldn't hear. So no timeout. Our players were turning around signaling timeout, and he ignored them. And, so they got the playoff, and it didn't go well. But, we put ourselves in that position. That's our fault. You spot a good team like BGA, 10 points.
Yeah.
Not a good formula. So
I hate overtime. It's a crapshoot. I mean,
it is.
It just really
you put the ball
is,
in the 10, and it is.
Somebody slips.
Yeah,
somebody slips and falls, or something weird happens.
Yeah.
But congratulations on coming back in that game, however. And I know you're going to work on some things this week. But
right.
Good luck against Brentwood next week. And we'll be there to root you on.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Matt Williams, head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs. And they will be traveling to Brentwood. We'll have that game on WGNS beginning at 7 o'clock for the pregame show on Friday night. When we come back, Brian Barrett will be here, and he'll be talking to Philip Shadowens of the Blackman Blaze, winners over Independence last night by a score of 14-9. You're listening to the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.